You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyerman. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. You can check out my Week 13 picks against the spread, as well as my decider column, start, sit, and rankings rolled into one there, breaking down the matchups with a little bit of a breakdown there for you with all the decisions there for the most part. We dive deeper into the rankings here on Locked On Fantasy Football. We call it Matchup Wednesday, so we focus on quarterbacks and running backs today. We'll come back looking at the wide receivers, tight ends, and streaming defenses to consider or avoid here in Week 13. So we'll do that double shot of matchups in the middle of the week. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available to you on all platforms. We do have a lot to talk about here with the rankings, so we'll get into it here in a moment. A lot of good stuff here with the quarterbacks. We have a couple of teams off here. You might be playing Kyler Murray on a regular basis. Well, the Cardinals are not playing. And you might be having DJ Moore kind of reheating here with what he did last week, but you won't have him because Sam Darnold and Panthers and Moore are off this week. So a limited bye week for sure after we had the full slate of teams in action there for Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Hope your Thanksgiving was good. Hope you got some good waiver claims and hope you're winning on your way to the fantasy football playoffs. So we will get you there with the quarterback decisions you need to know about here. And we'll first start with the rankings and what we want to look at for this week for sure. And we'll start number one. My number one is a little bit different this week potentially than what you're going to see in a lot of places, but I'm going with Joe Burrow. He's number one because I expect this game to be a high-scoring affair. He's going to get Ja'Marr Chase back against the Chiefs. It's at home. He can light up this defense pretty well. The Chiefs are starting two rookie corners. They're relying a little bit on a rookie, George Karlaftis, to put pressure on the quarterback there. So the Chiefs' defense got a break last week with the Rams. They couldn't do a lot. They were pretty one-dimensional with Bryce Perkins running around with Cam Akers and Kyron Williams. The Bengals are not that type of team. It looks better here for Joe Mixon to be cleared from concussion protocol and return as well. So Burrow will get Mixon. We also know Samaje Perine has been hot in the passing game. Hayden Hurst is back involved. So you get Ja'Marr Chase with T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. All these weapons here. The Bengals are a passing team at heart. The Chiefs give up a lot of points to the tight end and running back through the air as well. So love Joe Burrow this week at home. Well, where there's a Joe Burrow and there's a high-scoring affair and the Chiefs are involved, guess who's right behind? It's Patrick Mahomes. A little bit disappointing last week. The Rams defense got a little bit of heat there for what happened with Jalen Ramsey and Travis Kelce, but really, they played well overall. They only allowed that one touchdown pass. Mahomes struggled a bit in the red zone, had the turnover. They had some field goals. Really not a lot of resistance there from the Rams, so it's really hurt to Mahomes' production. He still went over 300 yards passing there, but just not a lot elsewhere there. So a shootout occurs here between Burrow and Mahomes, two elite young guns in the AFC. Big implications here for the AFC playoff picture, battling for either winning the division for the Bengals in the AFC North, Chiefs looking for the number one seed there and lock it down. If they win this game, they're pretty much going to roll into that number one seed. So big implications for sure on both sides. I expect both these quarterbacks to play at a high level and exploit two secondaries that are having a lot of issues this week. So third on the list is Justin Herbert. He plays at the Raiders. He's completely hot now. Last week was a bit brutal, right? He had to fight through Corey Linsley going down with a concussion in the middle of the field. The Cardinals kept attacking him, but he has Austin Eckler. He's got Keenan Allen. He's got Gerald Everett. He's got Josh Palmer. He's got DeAndre Carter. Plenty of weapons still without Mike Williams. Raiders are terrible on the back end here for sure. Nate Hobbs, we'll see if he can return, but Keenan Allen would eat him up still in the slot. Eckler is just rolling here. We saw DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett did last week. Travis Homer scored a touchdown as a receiver, so that's good for Eckler. So that's a really big blow-up spot here for Justin Herbert. So no lower than three for Herbert. Jalen Hurts, it's going to be tough for him to run on the Titans, so that hurts that part of his game. But he might need to run because the traditional running game might not work. But he should also look to throw downfield. A lot of A.J. Brown, we know, in a revenge game for him. And he's going to be motivated, as well as Devonta Smith, who's really come on strong here without Dallas Goedert. So a lot of things to look at here with the Eagles. And Jalen Hurts probably going to do it more with his arm than his legs this week after blowing up against the Packers. They adjust pretty well from week to week. This matchup against a much tougher run defense says Hurts is going to have to get it done throwing because this front for the Titans, pretty physical and nasty there to face Hurts. Now, Josh Allen only slips to number five. It is a tough matchup this week against the Patriots, but we saw that Kirk Cousins and the Vikings exploited that pretty well. So can't drop him past five. I just like those other four quarterbacks a little bit more this week. Tua Tagovailoa not far behind either, playing at San Francisco here. And the 49ers secondary is beat up. The issue for the Dolphins is going to be their tackles. Terron Armstead definitely going to miss the game. Austin Jackson could also miss it. So you got Nick Bosa, Samson Ebukam there rushing the passer on the edge. Is that going to control Tua Tagovailoa? But you have Tyreek Hill. You got Jalen Waddle. You're going to have to throw it. You can't really run on the 49ers. So high volume, the 49ers should put up some points in that game as well. So Tua comes in at number six. Lamar Jackson at seven. Not thrilled about this matchup, but we did see Darnold do pretty well against the Broncos there in week 12. So maybe the Broncos are a bit fading with their defense here. And so Lamar Jackson, we know that's not the key to his production. It's got to be the running. I think after last week's game, pretty good production there for Lamar. I think he stays on track here at home against the Broncos, who I think the effort is kind of fading here for this team for Nathaniel Hackett. All right, and number eight is Dak Prescott. The matchup by the numbers is hard. They didn't allow a touchdown pass last week. The Colts were gashed on the ground. This could be another run type game. But Prescott, I think he'd get 252 without the interception this week to put him in the top 12, where he kind of finished out of that last week because of those picks and not enough volume. So that's my concern with the volume of Dak, but I think he'll get 2 to 3 touchdowns in this game to be fine here on the shorter end playing off the running game. So that's where we're going to go with Dak this week. So those are your top eight quarterbacks here for week number 13 in fantasy football. I'll get into one guy before we break down the other players I like. He makes the top 10 this week. It's Deshaun Watson, and the other guy right there is Trevor Lawrence. Now, Deshaun Watson, do you play him right away? I mean, but just look at what his history is. When he's on the field, he's healthy. There's no issues off the field here that we're going to concern ourselves with. This is just about fantasy football. Playing at the Texans, he's going to be motivated, but that's beyond the point here. It's a defense that's not very good. They've shored things up a little against the run. I think it's a Nick Chubb game, but that's also going to open play action downfield. Watson, we know, can supplement the running game. That's a lot of his production. But with Amari Cooper and having Donovan Peoples-Jones and Derek Stingley Jr. banged up, Watson running, passing, he just delivers, and that's what happens. I mean, he is on pace when he left off to lead the NFL in passing yards. Here, the Browns defense could also get a little bit gashed in this game by the Texans' Damian Pierce, so that could open things up here for Watson as well to throw a little bit more than we expect. But they're going to get him involved, and that's what we're going to see here from Watson this week. Now, Trevor Lawrence, I think, is a bit of a safer play if you're toggling players here and trying to find a spark. If you had Lawrence versus Watson, I would definitely go Lawrence in this matchup. But really, outside of these guys I've mentioned in the top nine, I would not play anyone else over Watson. I mean, that's basically what we're looking at. And hopefully, if you got one of those top quarterbacks, you wouldn't reach for Watson here. But Lawrence, for sure, love him against the Lions, coming off a very impressive performance against a tough Ravens defense here. He kind of navigated it well because they tried to take away Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram, but he pivoted there to use Zay Jones and Marvin Jones well in the running back. So love this opportunity here for Trevor Lawrence again. No weather conditions in Detroit. This defense is pretty horrible. This offensive line can hold up for Lawrence to throw things downfield. 3-touchdown game. I think he stays hot here in this game. So those are look at your top 10 there. You're 8 for sure, and then two guys maybe in the borderline. But interesting week for sure, an interesting developing situation at quarterback without Watson in the mix to give us another option that we really have to consider every week. And again, he's a top 10 QB easily for me this week. On the field, there's no issues. He's going to be fine in this offense. He's learned it here over the offseason. Got help from running game and help from the matchup and the familiarity of Lovie Smith's defense. All right, we will get into the other quarterbacks I like and the quarterbacks that you want to avoid this week in our next segment. Before we do that, I got to tell you about Turo. Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts. You as the guest can browse a huge selection of vehicles for just about any occasion or budget across the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, and now Australia. Book a spacious SUV or minivan if you're looking for a family road trip car and you don't want to put wear and tear on yours. Or you can get that classic or luxury car for that special experience involving a birthday, holiday, or any other event. You can find affordable economy cars as well at Turo. If you're just on a budget and need that easy drive from point A to point E, you might be thinking about an electric vehicle. This is a chance to test drive that vehicle to see if it fits into your everyday life. And many Turo hosts can even deliver the car right to you, whatever you're looking for there as a guest of Turo. They're going to take care of you. Every trip that you take at Turo is going to be backed by their liability insurance. Terms, conditions, and exclusions do apply. Forget boring rental cars. Find your drive at Turo.com. This episode is also brought to you by Audible. Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love. Find Block Forever now, wherever you get your podcasts. If you haven't heard about Block Forever, you should. It's a brand new, really deep dive and behind-the-scenes podcast hosted by former NFL pro Ryan Khalil. Very talkative guy. I used to cover him there in Charlotte with the Panthers. He's just very insightful, smart guy for sure, and really looked at the league from an interesting perspective. He's going to take the conversation about football to the next level there. He's going to sit down with star players, coaches, former pros across the league, get real about what happens on the field and behind the scenes. That includes locker rooms, team meetings, and of course back at the hotel there with fan and player interactions, how to deal with combative teammates, player psyche, sports betting, playing through pain, being a leader. Ryan is going to discuss all these things with his guests that you can find out more insight about. Nothing is out of bounds on Block Forever. Block Forever is available free on Audible or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full Block Forever series available anywhere you get your podcasts. Available everywhere now. Audible, get in the game. All right, we'll continue look at the quarterbacks and the start-sit advice there for those borderline guys in a moment. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard, behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's look at the other quarterbacks that are maybe tougher to know if we're going to play this week. Tom Brady, he's a tough one to know from week to week, but he's starting to look pretty good here. I think he gets the job done. He had the two touchdown passes, one to Chris Godwin and one to Kukieft last week against the Browns. He's at home on Monday night against the Saints. The Saints, we'll see if Marshawn Lattimore returns. Their pass rush could have a little bit more success against him with Cameron Jordan and no Tristan Wirfs, so that's a little bit of concern, but the weapons are there. The GOAT is playing pretty well, so he's fine. Just don't expect a big game. Same thing with Kirk Cousins. I think he'll deliver at home. People might be afraid to play him against the Jets, but he's got enough weapons there, especially in Justin Jefferson, to play out of that matchup this week and decent. So Brady and Cousins are more floor plays this week. Garoppolo would be a ceiling play. That's Jimmy Garoppolo against Tua Tagovailoa on the other side. The weapons there, good matchups for George Kittle, Debo Samuel. Brandon, you may run a little trouble against Xavier Howard, but when you look overall, Garoppolo's weapons can be on fire there, and Christian McCaffrey's a big part of what they do in the passing game. Maybe a little bit more passing and open things up for the 49ers without Elijah Mitchell there, and maybe without Spencer Burford, a very good guard that is helpful there on the inside, and that's all I would expect they would exploit the Dolphins, and again, it could be a high-scoring affair with the presence of Tua Tagovailoa and that red-hot Dolphins defense on the other side. Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going to play through the ribs injury. He went on the Pat McAfee show and did not express concern about his availability. So I think he'll give it one more go here. If they lose the Bears, I don't think that's going to happen. Rodgers owns the Bears. That's probably why he wants to play. And he also has heard the whispers of maybe being shut down. They do have a bye next week, so maybe they can reevaluate that. But that also actually comes in the favor of Rodgers, because on one perspective, we could say they'll sit him. Go there, but we'll watch about Justin Fields in the same game. If Fields is in there, he's in there against the Packers. We know they got destroyed by Jalen Hurts and a running quarterback last week. So we'll watch that, but the left shoulder injury might be too painful. He's iffier for this game than Rodgers is. Rodgers, again, owns the Bears. He had a nice game with his running backs in the passing game in the first matchup in week two at home against the Bears. So he owns them. He puts up numbers. Mike White destroyed his defense last week, so You don't think Aaron Rodgers has noticed that? Rival, the Bears are reeling. The Packers need to win badly. Do they want to be really on the level? They're only one game ahead of the Bears in the standing. They're not going to let that happen. So Rodgers, I think that's why he really wants to be out there and play and then see how it is after this bye week. Speaking of Mike White, another great matchup. If Kirk Cousins is going to put up numbers, Mike White has that opportunity. The Vikings allow the most passing yards to quarterbacks. Now, after the Mac Jones blow, if Mac Jones can go in there and put up some numbers with his receivers, the receiving weapons are actually better for Mike White, including Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore now involved. Corey Davis was quiet last week, but don't forget, revenge game for Tyler Conklin. So the weapons are there, the matchup is there, the volume is going to be there. So Mike White is a worthy streamer. We're not chasing last week. We just realized that the Vikings are also as good as the Bears, and that's why. This is why we do some correlation here. Rodgers against that same Bears defense. Mike White against the Vikings defense. And Mac Jones went up against and produced. That's how we look at it. And you can really tell a lot about the identities of these defenses. Now, Jared Goff, who we like Trevor Lawrence, got to have resistance. So we said Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. Tua Tagovailoa and Jimmy Garoppolo. You need an adversary to keep throwing. It's just kind of a law of things that happen in passing games. Again, if it's too easy to win a game, you're not going to throw. Remember, pass to score, run to win. You might have to keep passing to score and passing to win in some of these matchups. So Jared Goff at home against Jaguars. He's at home. That's a big thing. This is the best performance he's going to have since his Seattle game. That was way back in week two, folks. So, or week three, I think. So when you look at that, he's got to go after them. He was the Commanders in week two and Seahawks in week three. Those were his big performances there. So Goff gets it done here at home. Again, with Trevor Lawrence on the other side here this week. Kenny Pickett, I also love this week. I think this could be Kenny Pickett's big game that he puts everything together. We've seen some flashes with the passing. They didn't really need much of his passing because the Colts stink. The Falcons could put up some numbers with the running game, but Pickett, I think they're going to unleash him a little bit. Matt Canada, of course, this offense has been pretty bad, but it's hard to mess this matchup up with the way the Falcons are struggling against run and pass at this point, so let's hope that comes to fruition. But I really like Kenny Pickett this week being a viable fantasy play for the second time in 3 weeks. Now, quarterbacks I'm not crazy about. Geno Smith, you saw what happened to Patrick Mahomes. This Rams defense is still playing a little tough. Aaron Donald, by the way, is banged up. So that could change things a little bit in this matchup. But I'm still not trusting Geno Smith because, again, there's no resistance. The Bryce Perkins is on the other side. So it's not just a defensive matchup. It's also Seahawks could make this the Kenneth Walker show. And you're looking at Geno Smith throwing for barely 200 yards. So that definitely could happen in this game. And again, Ramsey and DK Metcalf is all there. So something to be concerned about there. Derek Carr does not play against the Chargers well at all. This is more of a Josh Jacobs game. We'll see if Jacobs can play through that injury as Zamir White and Amir Abdullah and Brandon Bolden are all on standby if they need to fill in. But I still don't see Derek Carr lighting up the Chargers. I know he's put up some pretty big numbers of late, but Chargers, Brandon Staley, that matchup just has been a nightmare for Derek Carr for the most part. So I'm going to avoid Derek Carr if I can. Marcus Mariota, I said the Falcons could have some success, but Mariota's just a little too volatile against Steelers defense that just had a very good performance in Indianapolis. Daniel Jones, not going to play him. The Commanders defense is playing tougher. Don't follow their early season numbers, folks. This team has gotten better and better with each week, and maybe moving bad egg like William Jackson and things like that have helped. So love the way they're playing, and the Commanders also know that they're limited in the passing game, so they can go after a little bit and know that they can stop the running game without loading the box. Taylor Heineke, the numbers aren't there. Reality-wise, he's winning, but the numbers aren't there. It's just very shaky. It was a grind to get to 150 yards passing last week. He had the two scores, but just not enough volume there for Taylor Heinicke. This is a low-scoring game. Ryan Tannehill, I'm just not going to trust him. This is going to be run, run, run with Derrick Henry. More, more, more. That's the only way they can beat the Eagles in this one. I think they could ride that formula to beat the Eagles, but I'm not going to go with Tannehill being a big part of that. Mac Jones, don't like it. It's against the Bills. I know the Bills are giving up some numbers of late, but I'm not going to just chase one game for Mac Jones when he's been pretty much horrible the rest of the season. So not going there at all this week. So let's transition from quarterback to our running back rankings here. So that's your look at quarterback for this week. Nick Chubb, love him this week. I mean, we like Deshaun Watson, but I think Chubb, play action, setting it up. Chubb should smash the Texans in that run defense. They've actually played pretty well. It's been disappointing with Saquon Barkley and some other guys of late not really exploding the way we expected. So Nick Chubb, however, is that type of back. They'll be relentless. So this offensive line, defensive line matchup is fantastic for Cleveland. So Nick Chubb comes in number one, even without the receiving part of it. Austin Ekeler is going to eat the Raiders. I mean, double-digit catches probably are in store again for this dude. He's amazing. He's a scoring and receptions machine. Makes him great in PPR, makes him great in standard, makes him great overall, really. Josh Jacobs, what a big year for him. We'll see if he can play through it with the injury. I think he'll go. I mean, last week he was questionable with the calf, but he played well. There was a few weeks ago where his illness, we thought he was going to miss time. No, I think he's chasing that rushing title. He's going to push it here, and offense is really going through Jacobs. Chargers matchup is so juicy. So these are basically become the juiciest matchups. Texans, the Raiders, the Chargers, these are the teams that you definitely want to attack, as well as the Browns here in run defense for fantasy down the stretch. Those numbers really reliable here once you get that half season sample size. Derrick Henry can gash an Eagles run defense. Really a struggle late. That Commanders game kind of opened the door. A little bit of Damian Pierce the week before that. So you look at Pierce, the Gibson and Robinson game. You had the A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones do damage last week. Derrick Henry is going to have a big day, I think, against the Eagles. So he's at four. Christian McCaffrey, we'll see. He has a knee irritation. That's the description of this, quote, non-injury here for him. And there's no Elijah Mitchell. They're going to use him a lot in the pass game. This Dolphins linebacker core could really struggle against him. So he comes in at number five. Joe Mixon or Samaje Perine, it doesn't matter. I'm going to plug and play one of these guys against the Chiefs, especially getting numbers in the passing game and chances for touchdowns. Aaron Jones loved this matchup against the Bears. He destroyed it there. If you remember in week two, he loves playing against the Bears as well. So Rodgers owns the Bears, but so does his fellow Aaron Jones. So like that at number seven, Kenneth Walker. He was a little bit disappointing last week, but he made up for it with the two touchdowns with a tough sledding against the Raiders. I think he'll be the big part of what they do against the Rams this week. Ramondre Stevenson with no Damian Harris. He's really banged up here. He should be the guy to play key role against the Bills, who are giving up a little bit more against the run. Dalvin Cook at home against the Jets. They'll ride him quite a bit. David Montgomery in that same game with Aaron Jones. They both go off. Najee Harris, we'll see, has the abdomen injury. I'm not sure about Jalen Warren either. There with a hamstring and missed last week against the Colts. So see, Harris had exited that game. We saw Benny Snell take over. So I guess if you're desperate, you could look at Benny Snell as an RB2 flex, but it also depends on what Warren's status is as well. But if Harris is in there, he's at top 12 running back in RB1 this week. Jonathan Taylor falling out of that because they're at the Cowboys. I know you can run at the Cowboys, but everything else in this Colts offense I'm a little bit worried about. Saquon Barkley, tough matchup here against the Commanders front, Daron Payne and company, so can't go there this week. You look at in terms of DFS, I think you can look at Barkley as an RB2, but definitely not bumping up to RB1. Look at it, Rashad White. He should handle the bulk of the carries. Leonard Fournette might be motivated to play a little bit because it's against the Saints, his hometown team, but watch out there for Rashad White having another big role against the Saints, who are now a little bit vulnerable. In run defense, Miles Sanders, tougher matchup for sure. He destroyed the matchup against the Packers, but this one is a 180 to the Titans, but still you got to play him. Tony Pollard, the Colts proved to be vulnerable against the backs of the Steelers, so he's clearly is a solid RB2. And Alvin Kamara, I know it's been rough, but he's getting volume with the receptions here. You go with him for sure this week. So there you have it as your guys that I would play. I mean, Kamara is the most disappointing of that group. But again, pass catching involvement volume, you got to look at him there. And Kamara does have a good history in division games. So let's hope that Kamara can be decent and get his fourth touchdown of the season after scoring all three in one game against the Raiders in 2022. All right, we'll close the show looking here at our running back start and sits there. So those are the running back, 18 running backs that no problems starting this week without any question there for you. And it is a time of year where we want to look to next year and building our team to be better and more successful. And that goes with any small business. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. It's really what you want. I mean, whether you're very small or just regular small here, you want to get the winning team out there, and you need someone to help you narrow that down. Just like a coaching and search or recruiting trip, you definitely want to have everyone in place there that is going to make you have a winning team with team success. It's very easy. You can quickly create a LinkedIn job in moments, then add your job in the purple hashtag of hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one, delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, it is time to close the show with this matchup Wednesday, looking at quarterback, running back rankings and starts and sits here with our starts and sits for the backfield. Damian Pierce, you might be a little disheartened by two clunker games, but the matchups were brutal against the Commanders first and then the Dolphins just not playing well in his favor with the game script. Well, I think they'll hang around. The Browns are so bad against the run. Damian Pierce is still getting the touches, so I think those touches will turn into a lot more production. I think he returns to the end zone this week, so the negative game script still may happen, but I don't think the Browns are running high team based on a lot of the way their games have gone. You look at Travis Etienne there. We'll see if he can return. They said he was cleared medically to play. I don't know why they didn't put him back in. Jermichael Hasty put up the numbers. If he can't go, it would be Hasty in that juicy matchup against the Lions. So, yeah, Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, that Clemson combination going crazy for the Cats. So it's the Tigers to Jaguars against Lions. Oh, my. Etienne can have a big rebound game on the fast track in Detroit. Hopefully he does return and go. Ezekiel Elliott, big part of what the Cowboys are doing. They gashed the Colts. The Steelers did. That should be good for Pollard and Elliott in that game. The Giants are getting just demolished against the run at this point. It's just been happening week in and week out. So that's where the Commanders are winning as well. So Brian Robinson Jr., and Antonio Gibson, I'm not sure who's going to out-touch whom and who's going to have the other touchdown, but they both should be productive. If there's going to be a lot of touchdowns in the Lions-Jaguars game, we know there's probably going to be a short rushing touchdown. We know that means play Jamal Williams. He could have that multiple outing, and then you're golden. Last week, he didn't get the two. There was not a lot of production. He had a lost fumble against the Bills, so I like Jamal Williams for sure this week attached to that Lions offense. Zonovan Bam night. So people have been really loving the name Zonovan, and it's fun to say, but Bam is also pretty fun, and he bammed against the Bears last week. It's another good matchup for him. The Bears and Vikings defenses are very similar. They have issues on the back end. They're not great against the run. And look, Michael Carter, he had some issues last year staying on the field. James Robinson was a healthy scratch. Ty Johnson, he was only a blip of what they did. They love Zonovan Knight, and Bam, why wouldn't you when he can run that well? I loved him at NC State, so love this matchup for him this week with a decent workload there. So the Jets are going to put up some points here in Minnesota. They're only 3-point underdogs in this one, so it should be close, and that should help Zonovan Knight, Bam, put up some points this week in fantasy football. All right, let's go to the running backs we do not enjoy too much as their matchups go this week. Jeff Wilson Jr., that was really disappointing last week. I know he had the touchdown, but big lead, No Raheem Mostert, the Texans' run defense. I don't know what was going on. The Dolphins just went into a second-half shell, partly because they had the Terron Armstead injury, but still, they were disinterested a little bit once they'd won the game, maybe looking ahead to this 49ers game, which is a brutal matchup up front. So revenge game narrative versus tough run defense narrative. I think tough run defense narrative up front wins here for the 49ers as the Dolphins more throw it around the building. Isaiah Pacheco, the Bengals got a key player back. His name is DJ Reader last week, and he was very helpful in containing Derrick Henry. Henry had to rely on his big play in the passing game. Of course, he fumbled out in the end zone, recovered by Treylon Burks for a touchdown. But, man, Pacheco, the problem with him is he doesn't catch passes. So if he doesn't run well and effectively, not going to go to DJ Reader there, and that front can really stop the run. So no, not going with Pacheco this week. Devin Singletary, uninspiring as we go down the stretch here. This offense is not rolling the way expected, so I'm not going to go with Singletary this week. DeAndre Swift, look, he's getting the opportunities, but if he doesn't get a touchdown, he doesn't get enough usage here. So Jamal Williams is okay in a game like this. You might be tempted to play Swift. I would not go there. Cordarrelle Patterson, Tyler Allgeier, the Steelers, showing up against the run a little bit. I was kind of disappointed there with what we saw from this team, the Colts, on the ground with Jonathan Taylor. Steelers shoring things up. Too smart of defensive coaches to let things keep hemorrhaging here. So I'm not going to feel great about Patterson and Allgeier. All Ravens and Broncos. That's a game where I'm not interested. Gus Edwards, Kenny Drake, Latavius Murray, the former Raven, plus Mike Boone potentially returning, and no Melvin Gordon. He's in Kansas City. So I don't love this at all. So I'm going to avoid this matchup for the running games. Really, I'm going to avoid this matchup for the most part. It just looks like an ugly, ugly game. Playing Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, but everything else is an absolute reach here for Baltimore, Denver, including Cortland Sutton, where they don't have many cornerback injuries, but he'll have trouble with Marlon Humphrey wherever he is on the field. And you look at the Rams here. Oh, boy, it's brutal. I get it on paper. Kyren Williams and Cam Akers could do something, but that's how they might stay in the game a little bit. But I can't trust who's going to get the ball. I don't know who to play with between those two. So on paper, the matchup is not bad, but we don't know how it's going to play out. I don't like those type of situations. Kareem Hunt, again, on paper, the matchup is great, but he's not getting usage enough behind Nick Chubb, especially in the traditional running game. So can't go there with Kareem Hunt this week. A.J. Dillon, I also think, is a bit of reach. We didn't like Hunt or A.J. Dillon last week. I get it. Dillon is getting a little bit more involved, but I'm not sure what he does as much against the Bears. So, if I had to play one of those guys this week, I would go Dillon over Hunt. Because, again, Dillon, we saw something last week that looked a little bit better. But, again, they're both a bit reachy there. So, Hunt, if you're looking desperation flex, I think Dillon is a much better alternative there that you could go with as a complimentary back this week. So there you have it. There's a breakdown of the quarterback and running back start and sit advice, as well as the rankings that must play players at those positions ahead of week 13. We'll come back tomorrow, look at the wide receivers, tight ends, and streaming defenses that you should consider with our matchup Thursday show. So don't forget about that. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Good luck in getting the guys that you want here in your waiver wire into your lineups this week, and we'll talk wide receivers, tight ends, and defenses there, as we always do on Matchup Thursday.